May I have your attention, please? We'd like to welcome you aboard the mothership on a direct flight to Musical Bliss. Tonight's in-flight programming is brought to you by your friendly pilots, Tim and Mike. Before takeoff, please unfasten your safety belts and bring your seat backs to the unlocked and reclined position. Thank you for flying Area 54.
You know you got me feeling you. You know you got me. Inexcusable. listening to Tim and Mike, Area 54 and the Chill Show here on 94.7. Pulled a track back by a band called Groove Armada. We get a lot of mileage out of these guys' albums, but this album, Vertigo, goes back a little ways, and we haven't, I don't know if we've ever played this song. Dusk, You and Me is the name of the track.
Sure, Tim, you just forgot.
That could happen. I've been known.
It's kind of cool that the you know, we pulled these old albums out and they're lying in the studio, and it's like, pull a couple more tracks off of it.
That's right.
It was that was one of the really good albums, though.
It was Vertigo. Definitely came, when it came out, it was a mind blower. DJ Bitman did a song called Shine off of his album Latin Bitman, and Paul Hartnell, songs called Please off of his album The Ideal Condition. Massive Attack brought back Teardrop for you because it's such a great song, and you can find that on their album Mezzanine. Rest of the album's actually pretty good, too, as well. Start off the whole set with Third Eye Vision. The song's called Hidden Keys. The album it's off of is called Somewhere There's Music.
With that Paul Hartnell track, some of you might have thought it was The Cure, because it features Robert Smith. The Cure on vocals. No matter what he does for other people, you know, he did that song with Junkie XL, it just becomes
The Cure.
It becomes The Cure.
Because, well, Robert Smith was The Cure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't name a single other band member.
I can't either. Oh, the guitarist.
Robert Smith.
Yeah, their other guitarist.
Robert Smith.
That's right, he played the drums too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He
programmed
everything.
Was he on cowbell?
Yeah.
He was on the cowbell,
I don't
too.
Think they had any cowbells in that, did they? Maybe when they played in Nashville or something like that, they brought out the cowbells for their concert out there. All right, we got more music for you guys. We're going to do some Husky Rescue. We got a remix of their track, Diamonds in the Sky. It's Tim Mike, Area 54.